If you've been to the drugstore lately, you probably know that some things are in short supply. At Timberlakes in Charlottesville, owner John Platt says he keeps running out of hand sanitizer, disinfectant, wipes, masks, rubbing alcohol, and thermometers.
Our wholesaler is one of the biggest in the country, but nobody can keep up with the demand right now. We get all the items that people aren't screaming for every day, but the isopropyl alcohol and all the disinfectant sort of things trickle in, but they're gone in no time, and then you might have to wait a while before you get another trickle.
To complicate matters, some customers discover that products are not what they expect. Thermometers, for example, are digital and can read body temperature from the forehead, ear canal, or underarm.
We have a little older, loyal clientele who would still like to have a mercury thermometer that you just shake and stick it in your mouth.
Those, he says, are no longer available. Likewise, methods of controlling fever have changed.
Ibuprofen and acetaminophen and aspirin have always been the three. And now they're debating with the coronavirus whether ibuprofen is okay to use. And I'm telling you, one official says yes and one official says no.
Depending on your medical history, your doctor may steer you away from one medication or another. Meanwhile, the market is moving to address shortages. Here in Virginia, distillers of whiskey and gin have shifted production and are making hand sanitizer, while inmates at state prisons have begun producing thousands of protective masks that could limit the spread of coronavirus behind bars. I'm Sandy Houseman.